Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Hey, my name is Robin Carr. I am an award-winning international keynote speaker, author, coach, the founder of Thrive Unapologetically, and the host of two podcasts, actually. But what I really do is I help people reclaim the parts of themselves that they became known that they need to hide. I help them heal, rebuild, learn to use their voice, and really step into the life that they were meant to live. After surviving abandonment, various types of abuse, career setbacks, I have survived what most would consider some of the darkest, hardest seasons of life. But amidst all of this, I discovered something unexpected. The greatest obstacle in our life is oftentimes not what happened to us, but the parts of us that we found that we had to hide because of these things. For years, I thought my greatest challenge was finding my voice. What I didn't realize then, that my voice was never missing. But instead, it was buried under so many versions of myself that I created simply just to survive. I really wish that I could tell you that this story began with a calling, speaking career, a stage, but it didn't. In fact, it goes much deeper than that. Long before I was navigating careers, promotions, or accomplishments, I was getting lessons in visibility. These early experiences shaped how I viewed myself, as well as my place in this world. And like most survivors do, I learned to adapt. Not because I was weak, but because adaptation was what survival required. I became highly aware of what others needed. I was able to perform strength and to become exactly who I needed in that moment or that period just to survive those difficult seasons. And if I'm being really honest with you, those survival skills, they served me really well. Some would even say it's fair to say that they actually saved me a time or two. But the interesting thing is that survival strategies, they don't always understand when their job is done. The interesting part of this is that what protects us in one season can become the thing that's actually limiting us in the next. When I began to realize this, that's when I started to change the way that I viewed my life. For years, I believed that I had been building success. 100% would have told you every day that I was building success. But looking back now, I can see that what I was building was actually a disconnect between the person I was and the person that I was so desperately trying to become. Sure, the promotions came, all of the external validation was absolutely there, and it supported that everything was going exactly as it should be. Great, even. But while everything looked great on the outside, on the inside, something just felt off. I didn't really have words for it back then, but I'm grateful But now I do. What I learned is that success and fulfillment, they are not the same thing. Let me explain. So success is something that can be easily measured. But fulfillment is a feeling. It is an experience. For years, I truly believed that fulfillment would arrive simply after the next achievement, the next milestone, that stepping step, that next step on the ladder. I would then feel fulfilled. I had been longing for this sense of fulfillment. But after every milestone, what happened is that I actually was just disappointed, confused, let down, because that fulfillment that I was so desperately seeking never arrived. As I started to recognize this pattern, I began to understand if fulfillment is not something that I can achieve, how am I ever going to experience it? And as I continued to question this, what became really prevalent to me was the understanding that achievement was the most socially acceptable form of hiding. For me, hiding looked like chasing those accomplishments and proving my worth over and over and over again. Over time, this evolved into perfectionism. And I don't mean the healthy pursuit of excellence kind. I mean the kind that is rooted in survival. The kind that convinces you that if you just do more, achieve enough, get everything exactly right, that you can avoid being seen fully for as long as you want to. Perfectionism became a mask. It allowed me to appear successful and like everything was great on the outside, while on the inside, I was hiding deep secrets within. The more disconnected I came from myself, the harder I pushed and tried to convince myself and everyone else around me that everything was fine. Great, even. But eventually that mask became very heavy and exhausting. Looking back now, I can clearly see that there was a calling in my life. For 20 years, I heard a voice. Not loud, not dramatic, but very persistent. You need to share your story. That voice kept returning. No matter how many times I tried to dismiss it, I simply convinced myself it can wait. And it did for years until one day it wouldn't. In 2024, I experienced what became one of the largest corporate layoffs. And everything in my life changed in a matter of minutes. It wasn't just about the job. It was the title, the paycheck, the worth, and everything else that I had tied to that pertained to my identity in those moments. Soon after this layoff, I experienced what became the darkest, deepest depression that I had ever known. And I remember talking to the people closest to me. And before I could even filter the words, I heard myself say, "I miss my smile. I don't remember the last time that I smiled." That was one of the simplest things that I've ever said. But it was also one of the most honest. You see, I wasn't just talking about happiness. I was talking about myself. This is when being so disconnected from myself became absolutely impossible to ignore. I had spent years becoming who I thought I was supposed to be, who I needed to be. Strong, capable, reliable, successful. And the crazy part in all this is that everyone around me in these days had no idea that I was still showing up, fully functioning, achieving on the outside, and that all of this was happening on the inside every day. This is when I first began to learn that surviving and really thriving are not and will not ever be the same thing. This was the first time that I was ever honest enough with myself to admit that I was surviving a life that I had worked so hard to build. The season, the threat, the woman inside me, they had all changed. But the strategy had not. For the first time, I understood that the survival strategies that once protected me had became the very things that were preventing me from fully stepping into the person that I was supposed to be, my true self, and more importantly, my calling and my purpose. This realization led me to a very important question. What is the cost of ignoring your voice? For years, I thought the answer to this question was time. I no longer believe that. Yes, time is the most easily measurable aspect of this. But the deeper cost is self-trust. Every time we ignore what we know deep down, or we choose what looks right rather than what feels true to us, we weaken our relationship with ourselves and we make it harder to hear our own wisdom. Eventually, we stop trusting ourselves altogether. And when this happens, and self-trust disappears, we begin looking to everywhere and everyone else for answers. I'm being honest with you, this is why a lot of people feel stuck. Not because they lack talent or potential. It's because somewhere along the way, they've lost trust in themselves. This was one of the biggest transformations for me because it changed the way that I viewed healing. I used to believe that healing meant surviving, that if I could just get through whatever the next thing was, that everything would be okay. But what nobody tells you is that the difference between survival and rebuilding is that they require completely different skills. Survival asks you, how do I make it through this? But rebuilding asks, who do I want to become because of this? Now that I have survived, I can understand that survival taught me how to adapt, how to stay safe, taught me to focus on everyone and everything else around me. But rebuilding required something completely different. It required me to learn what I needed, wanted, or for that matter, what I even believed in. Being really honest with you, this phase of rebuilding was one of the hardest ones I've ever experienced in my entire life. Because when you stop performing and looking for external validation for everything, something very interesting happens. You're no longer able to hide behind titles, accomplishments, or the roles that you play just to appease everyone else. And then you're faced with another very important question. Who am I when no one is telling me who, what, or how to be? This question changed everything for me. Rebuilding was not about trying to become somebody new, but instead it was about uncovering who I had been the entire time behind all of these survival strategies. This was another huge turning point for me. This is when my identity started to shift. I stopped seeing myself as someone who is defined by their circumstances, but instead I saw myself as someone who had been shaped by them. And understanding what was possible because of everything that I had endured and survived. And for me, it honestly was not when the pain or the fear disappeared. It was when I finally became curious enough to meet my true self again. Altogether, this eventually became the foundation of my work and the reason that I created the Empower Comeback Framework. Because whether someone is healing from trauma or abuse, stepping into leadership, writing a book, sharing their story, or learning to use their voice again, the deeper challenge is most often the same. They are rebuilding the trust in themselves. Trust is where authority begins. For years, I misunderstood authority. I thought it was earned, that it lived somewhere in a future version of me, beyond the next accomplishment or title. And every time I reached one of those, the finish line moved. There was another reason to wait or hesitate. Took me years to understand that authority was never hiding in some future version of me. It was waiting for me to trust myself. Authority is not earned. It is owned. And the secret, owning your authority begins the moment that you stop asking permission to be who you already are. The moment that you stop treating your truth like a suggestion. You stop outsourcing your confidence, worth, and decisions to everyone else around you. For years, fear had more influence over my decisions than I ever even realized. Not because I lacked courage. Fear sounded responsible. It made me even feel prepared sometimes. But what changed was not that fear completely disappeared, but it was my willingness to move and take action and to stop giving fear the authority over my decision. This is what owning your voice actually requires from you. The journey to unapologetic authority is not about completely eliminating fear, but it's that willingness to move when you're not 100% sure yet. Also, it was refusing to allow fear to dominate my future and learning how to dominate with confidence. Instead of being controlled. This was another one of those huge shifts in my life where I started to realize that how I viewed my past needed to change. I used to view it as all of the evidence as to why I couldn't. Now, I understand that it's the evidence of why I could, and more importantly, why I should share my voice, my story, and help others navigate through the same things that I spent years trying to overcome. The experiences I once viewed as limitations became part of my purpose. And today, I help others move from survival to rebuilding. Help them reclaim parts of them that they've learned to hide. Because I know what it costs to spend several years disconnected from yourself. I know what it costs to keep waiting. And I know what it costs to feel like you survived something and still not really know how to rebuild afterwards. Whether that rebuilding shows up for you through healing, leadership, speaking, confidence, storytelling, entrepreneurship, or simply just learning to trust yourself again, the transformation is the same. At some point, we all reach a moment where survival is no longer enough. We have to decide whether we will continue to allow our past to dominate our future or whether we will begin building something new. For years, I believed the thing I was hiding from was the thing that was holding me back. Now, I understand it was the exact thing that set me free. Maybe this is true for you too. Maybe the voice that you keep dismissing isn't asking you to be ready. It's asking you to be honest, to take action. Those survival strategies that protected you were never meant to be permanent. They got you here. And that is so important. But they cannot take you where you are meant to go next. Your voice was never missing. Your confidence was never gone. Your authority was never lost. They were all simply buried beneath strategies that outlived their purpose. Your voice and your authority are not things you can earn. But they are things that you own. And your authority begins when hiding.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.